BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe O and JJ with you on this Friday and our lightning bets. Are you ready to make it rain? 30 days, 30 games, $3 million in free bets given away by PointsBet customers. 2 PointsBet customers by Paige Spiranek. Download the PointsBet app to find more. You've got to get legalization though there in New York. Get the people moving.
I mean, it's slacking. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying it for the last 3 years, Joe. It's absolute misery. I mean, the idea of having to drive over the bridge to throw in your wagers or to text your buddy who lives in New Jersey to do it for you, man. It's a pain in the neck all the way around.
Dude, Jersey, what they've done to Nevada. Get the hell out of there with the money coming in every single month.
Destroy. Are you surprised, them. Though? Think about it. They got the casinos. They have the big sports book. And you're so close to the metropolitan tri-state New York area. Hop, skip, and a jump. You get all that New York money coming in, baby.
No doubt. That promo I just read here in PointsBet. So what that is, JJ, is every day they post a different special game. Today it's going to be Purdue against Penn State. If you bet $50 on either side, say you take the Purdue side, every three Purdue hits, then you get $3 in free bets. So I'm just stocking those up for futures.
Well, considering that one of my best bets will be that Purdue-Penn State game, I'm going to make sure we fire it in. That way I can get a little additional loot with that Make It Rain promo. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you start us off? College, NBA could be tonight, over the weekend. What do you love?
All right, let's start here tonight. Friday night action. It's a light card in college basketball. But I think the Penn State Nittany Lions are going to be a play here. You know, anytime I have an opportunity to look at a fishy line, and that's exactly what I'm seeing right now with Purdue, a much better team than Penn State. Yet I look at this line as we speak. I am seeing Penn State favored by 1.5. That is a telltale sign. I'm taking the Nittany Lions. I think they play with some pride. Make it rain, hit a bunch of threes. Penn State, I'll play him on the money line, though. I ain't getting cute. I ain't laying 1.5. I'll take a minus 120, 125, wherever you get it.
Okay, very good. Penn State, why don't you rattle them off, and then I'll go through
mine. All right,
mine.
There we go. So I'll rattle off a bunch. All right, we're not going one for one here. All right, that's fair.
Go ahead.
All right, so now in the NBA tonight, if I'm looking at my NBA card, I think Joe referenced this earlier. I most certainly referenced this earlier. I like the Indiana Pacers getting points tonight against the Boston Celtics. Boston is a mess. Boston has been terrible. They're 3-7 in their last, 10 games? And this line has, without question, moved in the direction of the Indiana Pacers. I think Indiana finds a way. I'd play them on the money line tonight. I don't trust the Celtics whatsoever. I will take the Indiana Pacers plus 2.5. Now, I know everybody likes a good old-fashioned nightcap, especially on a Friday evening. Well, we got a nightcap for you. We actually got two for you. The Atlanta Hawks, we're going to lay the points against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Big effort from Trae Young. Big effort from John Collins. And I like the way Atlanta's been trending the last week or so. They're getting their season back on track. And then another one I'm going to give you in the NBA, Joe O, I think it's a great buy-low opportunity for the Los Angeles Lakers. To me, the Lakers coming off a couple of duds. I'm seeing them 5.5 right now against the Portland Trailblazers. Sooner or later, they're going to have one of those games without Anthony Davis. That wows you. That impresses you. So I would give you the Lakers laying 5.5. Now, if you're looking for a play or two in college basketball, we don't have the full lines out for Saturday, but I would think long and hard about throwing in a wager on Kansas if the value is right against Baylor. I think if you see that line, Baylor's favored by less than 5. Something smells a little fishy there. So I think Kansas is going to play a super competitive game. And another one I like, Duke. Keep riding the wave with the Blue Devils. They're hot. They're fighting for the NCAA tournament, and Louisville's not any good. I would feel comfortable laying Duke as long as it doesn't become too public a bet game. But we'll see what that line's going to be later on tonight.
Okay, for Saturday, JJ says take a look at Kansas and Duke once those are posted. NBA tonight, Pacers, Hawks, Lakers, and in college, take a look at Penn State. Mentioned it earlier. This is a show bet. I'm also in on the Pacers getting points against the Celtics, who have lost 8 of their last 11. They are a mess right now, and it's their third game in 4 nights. So I'm just fading the Celtics anytime I see them as a favorite right now. You just have to.
Family play. I like it, Joe. A little family play right out of the gate, man. Beautiful.
100%. Joe Ingles, over 2.5 threes. That is plus money in the Jazz Heat game. I've got a lean on the Jazz, but 7 is a hefty number, and the Heat are playing well right now. But I'm going over Ingles, 2.5 threes. Jazz hit more threes than anybody else in the league, and the Heat actually give up the second most threes in the NBA. So I'm going with Ingles, over 2.5. And let's go SGA, over 24.5 points for the Thunder. That should be a fun game. OKC and Atlanta. SGA coming off a 42-point performance against the Spurs. I don't think he's getting his just due as far as most improved player. The betting favorite right now is Jeremy Grant of the Pistons. I get it. He's double.
Wow, my guy Julius Randle not getting the love. I get Jeremy Grant. Listen, I'm cool with that. He's a Syracuse guy, and he's having a great year. I figured that would have been Julius Randle. I'm surprised by that a little bit.
I'm loving betting those Julius Randle props every night. The man's a double-double machine.
I know. Last time I did this show, Joe, I was all over. I think it was Randle. It was like 20 points. I was like, sign me up right now. He'll go and dominate. And, you know, sometimes you wonder with these props, are they a little too chalky? Are they a little too square? But, yeah. Hey. Randall's getting you 23-11 every night. Ain't broke, don't fix it, dude, you know?
So I got the Pacers, SGA over the points, Ingles over the threes, and I'll give you an under. I'll give you John Wall, tough defensive matchup with Toronto, going under 21.5 points. He's gone under over the last couple of games. Rockets are reeling. If they lose tonight, that's going to be 10 consecutive losses. So SGA over points, Ingles over threes, Wall under points. Those are our lightning bets for today. JJ, we have a few more minutes. I'm starting to gather my baseball information.
So nice.
I want to talk to you about this, about the teams in town by you. Know a lot of people that were pissed off at the Dodgers because they thought they had a good number with the Mets to win the World Series. And now you look at it and you're like, okay, I got a good number, but I don't know if it's really going to help me out in the end here. What is the expectation level of the Mets based off the Dodgers winning the World Series last year, most talented roster in all of Major League Baseball, and then they just keep on at it?
I think most New Yorkers look at the Mets as a much improved team, adding Francisco Lindor, adding Carrasco and James McCann. I don't think they're better than the Atlanta Braves. I think Atlanta, it's amazing. The stat geeks spit them year after year, and yet they keep winning the division. They have a young talent galore. Braves should be favored to win the NL East, but I think the Mets are probably the fourth best team, I'd say, in the National League. Dodgers, Padres, Braves. I am buying the Mets this year as a playoff team. I am.
Yeah, you can skip over the NL Central. I'll tell you that.
No, the NL Central stinks. I mean, the Cardinals, I guess, are going to win it by default because they traded for Nolan Arenado, but somebody has to win that division. I mean, teams aren't trying. You know it in Chicago with the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs are basically handling their business like they're the Kansas City Royals, you know, like they're the mid-market team that's selling off players. Weird. Not what you're used to from a team that has what you would think would be the resources, but different animal now. Pandemic, no Wrigleyville, guys coming up for contracts, and guys underachieving the last couple of years. So I think it's kind of a convenient excuse for the Cubbies. But, Joe, the other team in town, Chicago White Sox, I've been saying it all winter. I think they're the biggest threats to the New York Yankees in getting to the World Series this year.
Biggest
threat on the White Sox, yes.
So would you go Yankees 1, White Sox 2?
I would.
Yeah.
I would. Well, I ask you this. Who got better in the American League aside from Chicago? I guess Toronto by a smidge by adding George Springer. But their pitching stinks. That's the thing. They're not – Toronto is not beating the Yankees out for that division. But the Yankees, listen, they should get to the World Series. The problem is they've been a team that gets to the playoffs and falls short in the playoffs. So until you see it, I understand why bettors would say, let me go find somebody where I can get a little bit of value. Value to me with Chicago White Sox. And I take value with the Tampa Bay Rays, too, because they know how to win. That team just flat out, I don't care who they lose, they know how to win.
JJ, there are a lot of White Sox fans complaining that they didn't do enough. I'm like, what are you guys crying
about?
Are
they watching in the American League?
No, like, I don't think
so. I mean, they did more technically than the Yankees, if we're being fair. I mean, the Yankees brought back LeMahieu, great, but they got Kluber and they got Jameson Taillon. White Sox got Lance Lynn and Liam Hendricks. They're a much better team.
Right. What? And you have this core that's going to be here for years to come. And even if you don't like the hire of Tony La Russa as the manager, and it is quite strange, no matter how bad La Russa is, if he loses a team, they have so much talent, it won't matter. They're going to win 90 games in their sleep.
I mean, it should. And like I said, I don't see anybody else in the American League that scares me. I think Chicago with that 1-2 punch, and the X factor for them is the former Red Sox farmhand, Michael Kopech, who you've been waiting forever to see. If he can somehow live up to that potential, then all of a sudden the White Sox are really cooking.
He's a four, JJ. He didn't play last year. He opted out of the season. But if he gives you anything at the back end of the rotation, they've got a bunch of young guys. I'm like, go ahead, take your shots. People frustrated. Oh, they didn't get a corner outfielder. If that's the biggest issue, you're all right. And you can add at the trade deadline. It's not going to be a problem to win the AL Central with the roster they have constructed.
I'm already all over them. 89 and a half wins. Yeah. I threw it in already. In on the White Sox.
Do we need to worry about the Rays? Because when we don't talk about them, they just do Rays things.
Yes. Don't sleep on Tampa. Now, I don't think they're getting in the World Series this year, but do not make the mistake of sleeping on Tampa Bay. Even with losing Snell and Morton, I would not do that. No way.
Yeah. That would be a fun ALCS. Yankees, White Sox, man.
Hey, I'll be in Chicago for it if it happens. Guaranteed. Yeah. That's an easy flight, man. That's an easy flight. I'll be there in a couple of months. Fingers crossed.
Excellent. You on the air tonight, WFAN?
I am. 7 o'clock. So it's quick turnaround for me, but obviously I have a Starbucks. I'm ready to rock. 7 to 11. We got an interesting JJ After Dark cooking. Honestly, it's late February. I have no idea what we'll discuss. But, you know, you turn the mic on, Joe. You make some magic, and you go from there.
I know the energy will not be an issue. So,
no, I wouldn't think so.
It'll be fun tonight. Hopefully we can do this again. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, JJ. Thanks for having me, bro. I had a ton of fun. Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's JJ. Make sure you're following him on Twitter by his name, at John Jastrzemski. I'm at Joe0670 on Twitter. I will be back Monday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here for BetQL Daily. Catch me on Saturday morning for early odds, 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time here on 670 The Score. A lot of different sports betting, and we'll preview all of Saturday. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Catch you Monday on the BetQL Audio Network.